This is Ted Kennedy. America needs an economic policy. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, people are fed up with a lack of economic leadership by an administration that allowed the nation to fritter away its strength and stumble down the dead-end path of no growth and continuing decline. The White House said this recession would be short and shallow, but it drags on, long and deep. The Bush administration has compiled the worst record on economic growth since World War II. What do they prescribe? Budget cuts for the poor, capital gains tax cuts for the rich, higher tax burdens for workers and the forgotten middle class. Any doctor who prescribed that medicine would be guilty of malpractice. Those who prescribe such remedies for our sick economy will be looking for a new line of work after 1992. The economy's in trouble, Al, and so is the administration. Trickle-down economics didn't work for Ronald Reagan, and it isn't going to work for George Bush.
Well, Ted, it's just too bad there is no cure for that old political hypochondria of yours. But at least there is a cure for the economy. Unfortunately, you Democrats have always failed to take your medicine, reducing the deficit, cutting spending, and passing legislation that helps business grow instead of piling more federal regulations on it. You jabber on that we need a tougher capital gains tax because it's a tax on the wealthy. Then you turn right around and wonder why America lacks the capital to start up new business. When it came to extending unemployment benefits for the jobless who saw their checks run out, you were all for it, but you didn't want to find a way to pay the tab. Congress is almost to a point where it spends more each year to pay the interest on our national debt than it does for the entire defense budget. Talk about voodoo economics, Ted. You're the granddaddy economic witch doctor of all time. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on plans by the FDA to speed up approval of medicine needed in life and death situations. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.